Welcome to Chapter 2 of the Second American Reconstruction Podcast, a fictional series written by Alton Spooner.
Oliver was more than ready to complete his last client interview and retire for the day. With Tori, his AI supervisor, now in control of the car, Oliver was taking in the historic sights along the River Road. Similar to a middle school student on her first field trip, Ruth was in awe of the historic Louisiana byway scenery. It was like going back in time. They were witnessing 60 years of history, as if in this community time stood still. Many of the historic buildings adjacent to the River Road were ragged and run down. A few old houses were wrapped with blue tarps from last fall's hurricane. Ruth pointed at the massive, abandoned megachurch snuggled between the River Road and the massive river's levee. They both noticed the occasional pair of birds flying from branch to branch on the heavy oak trees lining along curving River Road sidewalks. As their eyes followed the majestic birds, it was as if they were leading them to their client's home. And when the birds stopped, then the two noticed their government car had automatically pulled into a narrow gravel driveway of a large, white, narrow shotgun-style house with light green trimming, nestled across from the River Road of the levee system of the mighty Mississippi River. The home they were visiting was neatly located at a bend in the River Road about a mile before an abandoned oil refinery. From the distance, one could not help but gaze upon the long line of brown and gray rusted fences they encompassed the deceased oil refinery. When gazing intently, one would get an impression as if the abandoned petrochemical plant was haunted. Oliver smelled a strong sulfur-like stench in the air from the abandoned chemical plant. Not paying attention to where he stepped upon getting out the vehicle, his spit-polished black shoes quickly sunk in the thick black mud. The ground was saturated with muddy puddles throughout the front yard. After pulling out a rag, he cleaned the mud off his shoe. Staying alert at all times, Oliver quickly picked up his head to survey his surrounding and then looked for Ruth. Her attention was turned to the two old yard dogs that lay underneath the unpainted shabby wooden porch. Both dogs gazed at them both and watched their every footstep. They had no playtime in them for her. They were dignified and serious. The two black short hair mutts were also doing their best to escape the heat, finding some relief from the cooler air trapped under the porch. For us humans, this house on River Road was built to be naturally cooled by two massive oak trees that provided some shade relief from the unforgiving heat. The approach to the front porch was like walking through a roadside antique store. Ruth now was glued to her digital wristband, reading any new information the agency had on their prospective client. It was amazing how she could avoid every obstacle as she short-stepped towards the house without picking up her face from her wristband. Oliver took inventory of everything. First, a convoy of yellow and white Allen Enterprises surveyors' trucks that passed by in a hurry northbound on River Road. After that, a long red electric big rig tractor trailer pulling a lowboy trailer with a massive yellow excavator. The ground wobbled and rocked back forth like a mini earthquake as the vehicles passed. Loud riverboat horns were blowing in the far distance. And most interesting find, at least to Oliver, was the old rusted-out Chevy pickup truck that was gasoline-powered. This model Chevy was a rarity to find. That particular make and model pickup truck was outlawed back up north except for historical societies and museums. The four-door Chevy was sitting on what must have been 22-inch chrome rims with brand new tires, a feature Oliver had only seen in historic hip-hop videos. A row of green peppers grew near the porch, followed by a few rows of green tomatoes. Ruth never moved her head from her digital wristband to admire the perfect but humble little garden. From the bottom of the porch, Oliver looked up. It seemed as if the White House with green trimming did not welcome them. On their ascent up the porch, the old pine lumber beneath their feet hissed and cracked. Making it to the top of the porch, the door welcome mat was now visible and engraved with a message for all visitors. Oliver read the message out aloud. "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. With no doorbell camera or speaker to talk to, Oliver raised up his sandy brown hand, made a fist to knock on the door. At first he tapped. Seconds later, he knocked. The white rough grain solid oak door was thick. The door was so thick and solid, if one was to knock too hard on the door, then they would have bruised their hand. Maybe she is not home, said Oliver. Ruth quietly replied, Her daily activity chart says she has a 97% chance of sitting in her living room chair watching 2010-era reality TV shows. Elaborating further, Ruth spoke louder.
Oliver, she has 40% hearing loss according to government bio data.
A few seconds later, raising his fists up again, Oliver in rapid series knock harder. The doorknob began to shake. Soon, the two of them could hear something. She said, Who is it? Who are you? And what do you want? Oliver in a loud yet calm voice explained, Ms. Decree, my name is Oliver Howard, and this is my partner Ruth Freeman. We are with the Federal Resettlement Administration. My employee ID number is 01965. And her employee ID number is 01619. Upon speaking louder, Oliver yelled,
Ma'am, we are here to complete an interview as a part of questionnaire that was mailed to you months ago. This is being done in an effort by the Federal Resettlement Agency to relocate citizens due to your area is in a high flood risk zone.
Oliver then added, with a more gentler tone,
Ms. Ducree, we are also here to evaluate how much economic assistance is available for you for living in an at-risk historical black community being affected by climate change. Was your home also damaged in any recent hurricanes? There may be federal grants and loans available to residents like yourself. We notice you have not attended any of the community virtual meetings.
Taking a deeper breath, Oliver mentioned again,
We are also here to help residents like yourself to be relocated out of flood-prone areas to more climate-friendly areas up north.
Her voice grew stronger. Ms. Tammy Ducree replied to Oliver in a sassy yet stern loud tone, Leave my house. Then she paused from her yell as to gain more breath. Ms. Ducree yelled again, Don't play with me. Are y'all trying to scam me out of my property? I am not going through that bullshit again with you government types, she paused and then said. The federal government tricked us once before with a reparations bill, and millions died from government lies, she added. Now carry y'all asses back down my porch and go. Hurry up before I sick them mutts on your red ass and her white ass too, she added in a sassy voice. Just as she said that, both dogs seemed to now be full of energy, immediately up from their slumber and staring intently at both Oliver and Ruth down with a low growl. Ruth, taken several steps backwards down porch looking at her tablet, whispered something to Oliver. Oliver then said calmly,
Ms. Ducree, we are not here to cause problems.
Oliver now looking steady at Ms. Ducree in her white robe and furry house slippers. He stared at her intensely. Yet he moved very cautiously because old Ms. Ducree had soon picked up her M4 carbine that was behind the door. She raised it shoulder level and placed her right eye behind the scope. The dogs were now barking louder. Ms. Ducree yelled back with the M4 in one hand. I ain't leaving my home. Or accepting any of that funny crypto money for relocating to the crowded northern United States to live in a crowded government apartment building living off a basic income check. Now get off my property before I shoot.
Thanks for listening. If you have enjoyed episode 2 of the Second American Reconstruction, then please consider sharing it with a friend and tune in for episode 3. Goodbye.